Anthony LaFrada is with us here on MSO News Sports. Head coach at Lynn English High School, year one, and win number one this past week against Chelsea.
Yes. Felt good to finally get that first W for sure. Kids have been working hard, so real excited to get that first one.
I saw your game against Swampscott too earlier in the season, but I guess so. Tell us about the game Friday night against Chelsea.
Yeah, I mean we stressed, you know, 0-4 starts always tough. So we stressed last week during practice a sense of urgency with our kids, and you know, we came out full pads every day and just really worked them, and they answered the call. You know, we had great blocking downfield, we had our offensive line much more engaged off the ball, great runs by Edwin who's filled in a quarterback for us, our running backs, Jarvin, Janathan, all did a great job running the football. And defensively, we were where we needed to be. And they played assignment football. So just an overall really good execution of our game plan.
So would you say it's your best game of the year?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we've had some tough teams. You know, all the four teams we played are just really good, strong programs, and that's where we want to be. You know, we're trying to build into that. But for sure, from quarter one to quarter four, definitely our best and most complete game of the year.
So tell us about, you know, stepping in, probably bringing in a new system, new coaches and all that stuff. There's a huge learning curve with football because it's not an easy game.
No, and I got to first off thank my coach and staff for coming on, and they've been doing a great job with these kids. I'm very lucky to have the staff I have, but I'm also lucky to have the kids I have. It's tough for our seniors. It's their third coach, I mean, in 3 years. That is not an easy thing to do. But we're lucky. We're very young. So, you know, teaching them our system, it's taken a little bit, but they are putting in the time. They're here every day. We got a dedicated group of young men, and I couldn't ask for more.
Now, who do you have on the coaching staff here?
See if I can go through top to bottom real quick. Calling the plays and working with the offensive line, I actually have my father, who coached for 20 years here at Lynn English, John LaFrada. He coaches Gary Malay and Peter Holy. I have defensive coordinators Ben Healy, who taught in Lynn last year, who I got to meet. He's doing a great job for us. I also have Coach Josh Zoll, who's in the building, doing our strength and conditioning. Coach Alejandro Lazo's doing our special teams. Mike Finnemore working our receivers. Lucas Harris working our quarterbacks. And Coach Spy has been down helping out. He does a great job at the Pop Warner. And then, of course, we have our defensive line coach, Jacques Simon.
You mentioned a few players, but maybe I'll just go back. Mention a couple of players, key players for you guys, not necessarily out of last week's game, but that you're going to be counting on for the rest of the year here.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll start with our four captains. Mac Peters has been a great leader for us playing DN. He was a fullback. We moved him to guard, and he's filled in nicely for us. He's a classic leader role, just doing what's asked of him. We have O'Leary Mora, same thing. You know, he was guard, tackle. We moved him to center. We moved him all over the line answering the call. Edwin Castro has played receiver and moved to quarterback because of injuries. Jarvin Simon at running back. And Alex Ventura at tackle. Caden Brazo at our guard. And I'd say Julius Mansour at linebacker have all been really big guys for us.
Well, tell us about the Malden game Friday night at Lynn English at Manning Field, 6 p.m.
Yeah, Malden, I could see the growth from last year. They're building something over there. They throw the ball well. They're physical. They're DBs and linebackers. They play downhill. They come up and fill very nicely. Offensively, they want to spread and shred you a little bit. So we have to be on our toes. I mean, if we get flat-footed in the pass game, they're going to burn us. So we'll have our hands full with them. They look very skilled from what we've seen.
I want to get your take on the Greater Boston League, but you played probably the two toughest teams, I'm guessing, in the Greater Boston League, in Revere and Everett. Yeah. Maybe in reverse order if you want to rank them, but whatever. Everett and Revere, that's that's not the easiest first two games or early games to be playing.
No. I mean Everett. Everyone knows Everett. There's enough said about that. I mean, they are the team right of the state, and I like the way our guys battled against them. You know, they got an early lead on us. We had trouble finding our footing there, but we battled hard in the second half. We held them to just one TD, which I was real proud of, because they're where we want to be. And Revere, same thing. Coach Schick has done an unbelievable job over there with that program. And you know, it's been I think we kind of as a team kind of played one of our worst games, but a lot of that was what they did. They were very physical, they were very good, and again, that's what we're trying to build towards and what we're trying to get to. So I got nothing but respect for them, and like you said, two tough games in our first four. But now it's, you know what, we can go up against other teams and feel pretty good about who we've played so far.
Any other thoughts on Lynn English football here in 2022?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just honored to have this position. I want to, you know, there's so many people to thank, but just, you know, the AD, the principal for giving me this opportunity, my staff, like I said, for coming on with me. I got to give a shout out to Gary Malaya, who, you know, coached here for years, and and kind of mentored me through my time here teaching at Lynn English, and now helped me with this job and the kids. I'm just very blessed to have this group of kids with me, and I appreciate their work ethic. I appreciate their dedication. So, you know, hopefully we're building something in the right direction, and we'll see these results pay off hopefully sooner rather than later.
All right, Anthony, good talking with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Lynn English coach Anthony LaPrada with us here on MSONewsSports.com.